Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Welcome to The Secret Show with Karen Carson in the morning, Johnny Minge, intern aunt. We're glad you're here. But just remember, please don't play this out loud at work. This is where we get real about, you know, things we probably shouldn't say on the radio because we have a lot of kids listening.
I did catch you sniffing your armpit right before you. How do you smell?
I always smell good.
Could I give it a sniff?
Yeah.
We're in an airtight studio for 4 hours a day, so there's
a lot of smells
going on. What kind of deodorant do you use? The woman ones are always better than the men ones.
Degree.
Oh, no.
Come here. Let me smell your pet.
I put on deodorant this morning. I think it's too powerful.
No, it smells good. It's a mix of laundry detergent. And why are we sticking our noses in each other's pits right now?
That's what we're doing here. Smelling armpits.
I just gave you a bear
pit. I smell.
Let's, all right.
I just smelled it on my own.
Come smell Anthony's armpit.
Because I sweat already today. Don't do it!
Oh, there is a little discussion.
There's a little smell!
No, you're actually not. No, you're not. I'll be fully honest.
But you're putting your arm down.
No, I'm so nervous. It stinks.
Do I have your permission to sniff you?
I guess so, yeah.
It doesn't smell as bad as you think.
Maybe that's my breath. Maybe my breath smells like fucking garlic balls. I don't think this is riveting podcast material.
It is riveting.
Well,
but this is what we do. We don't sniff butts, though. I will say that.
We're not that bad.
And we've never... only one of us have passed gas in this studio.
That is bullshit.
Johnny, listen. We're in a... Well, how big is this room? Maybe 12 feet wide?
12 by 20, okay. The most?
All morning long with the door shut. Sealed. It's a soundproof door, which means it's a smell-proof door, which means there's only this air in here. We don't do that. You got to do that. Back your ass out the door. Do what you got to do. Well, his back is to the door, so just back yourself out.
Okay.
Let it out. Run around. Air out the jeans and come back.
Sometimes there's no time.
I will not work under those circumstances.
There's no time for that sometimes. You're telling me, Karen, that you've never farted in here.
No.
Oh,
you're lying. I don't do that.
Well, that's a lie. I mean that we've never farted in front of each other, but come on. You've been alone in the studio before. You never lifted one cheek and let one out?
I don't have to lift the cheek.
Why did you have to lift the cheek?
That's only if you have a big butt.
It's a better fart. It's a better fart when you lift the cheek.
Our boss is going to be mad that we're doing a podcast about farts.
Uh-huh. I really don't. He pisses me off so bad lately.
Do you want me to cut this out or does this stay in?
No, he knows I'm pissed off at him.
Okay, it's
but he pisses me off and I piss him off. That's what happens. It's funny. I care really a lot about what he thinks.
Of course, you've known him
because
for what?
He's taught me so much.
20 years?
Yeah, we've worked on and off together for 20 years.
Wild.
So when I don't make him happy, I feel like really bad. I'm gonna cry. But then that makes me pissed off, and then I'm like, well, he's right, but fuck him. So then I go and I'm better. It's weird. It's like this weird, but Anthony gets so upset. I could see it in his face. And you too. When he calls and goes, yeah, you think that was good? Well, you sucked because you did this. All of us are like,
It's a blow to the stomach, but he's right.
We didn't really explore this too much on the air, but he heard us talking shit about him the other day.
We didn't really talk that
you
much
didn't.
Shit.
You didn't. I did. I was cursing.
Well, it was mostly Johnny. I mean,
you said something, though. Karen said something like, he's just going to do whatever the fuck he wants.
It happened to be.
Because he does do whatever the fuck he wants.
It happened to be the first 4 minutes since 1996 that I decided to just shut the fuck up
and
sit
back.
And
you're so happy.
Yeah, and I don't know why I didn't talk.
Listen.
You kind of talked.
He knew that we were forgetting that he was on the phone because we were talking about him in third person. And then you swore. But it wasn't like we were attacking his character. We were talking about something we wanted handled a certain way. And I said, he's going to do what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I kind of was attacking his character, though, because I said he never reads my fucking emails.
And it he was does what he wants.
It was the way I said it. Because I know you guys
say it's frustrating.
I'm a condescending asshole, luckily, and I was full condescending asshole, and he heard it.
Listen, we're in show business. He was also a DJ. He was also a morning show personality all over the country. He's been a program director all over the country. He's been working in, you know, he's in corporate handling, you know, the whole East Coast or certain parts of the country.
So are you saying he can handle it?
He can handle it. Oh. He's heard way worse.
Who do you think would win in a fight? Our boss, Jim, or Johnny? And I mean like a fist fight, yeah.
Oh, I don't want to picture that.
Just picture
No. Words hurt worse. He stings you.
Oh,
he
emotionally.
What our boss can say will actually take your breath away. How bad it hurts.
He's good at it.
Our boss would TKO me in my feelings. He's 6'2".
6'2"?
He's a big guy. I'd pick him in the fight.
Are you serious?
And I'm not kissing
ass. Hold on. If me and Jim were in a ring together,
I think I'd pick our boss, Jim, over Johnny in a fight.
What if I fought you guys? Oh. What do you think? Who do you think would win?
You mean you versus me, both of us?
One of us? If I fought you, Johnny.
That's not... is it?
I packed on 20 pounds in the last year. I'm strong
enough. You think you'd beat him?
So in this hypothetical,
yes.
Like I could fight my absolute hardest against you?
Yeah.
And you to me. Okay, what?
Well, you're talking about punching our boss. What about me?
Karen,
I mean that in a good way. Let me just say to whoever's listening, I grew up in an Irish family. There were a lot of us, very close in age, 5 of us. We beat the living crap out of each other.
Boy, like, we too?
Yeah. So if I'm fighting with my sister,
yeah,
we might get physical and be rolling around. I'm talking like 10, mm-hmm. 10 years and up. My brother would see that and be like, fight, and hop on. And next thing you know, I got this 110-pound guy on me, and we're all fighting. Now the 3 of us, fists are flying, kicks are happening, people are crying.
Do you want to have an arm wrestling match right now?
I don't. I'm just asking you theoretically.
Who would win?
Yeah. I think you would, Karen. I actually think that you would be so sad that we were fighting that you would just stop.
I would. I would not be able to fight you. If you were trying to murder my family.
He'd start to cry. Wouldn't he cry?
Would you? And now, is that just like you feel bad for Karen, or you wouldn't fight a woman type of thing?
Both. I would never fight a woman. Unless a woman was trying to kill me or my family, if someone... Like, that's the only time I would ever try to fight you, Kara, if you were trying to come after my family.
No, we would never get in a physical fight.
But I don't think...
It's kind of a stupid conversation.
The real question here, and we've been beating around the bush...
Anthony would kick the living shit out of me, because... No matter how fat I get, he can pick me up. I'll be standing there, next thing you know, I'm thrown over a shoulder and walked out the door. I'm like,
you're not fat.
You're going to hurt yourself.
Now, I know Intern Anthony thinks that he could kick my ass in a fight because he has that little Brooklyn attitude.
So the other day, I thought you two were going to have a real fight. And sometimes when you guys go, bah, 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 you guys bitch back and forth, I fucking walk out the door because I'm like, I, you know what? I got 3 kids to deal with when I leave here. I got friggin' shit up. You fight amongst yourselves. I don't want to fucking hear it. So wait, I come back one day and you guys were still fighting. And I was like, and it just went through my head for a millisecond. I'm like, could you imagine if they ever got seriously offended and seriously pissed off? I don't know what I would do if something real started.
A physical fight.
Just like, no, even real. You guys fight. And you got a smile on your face.
Uh-huh.
But you're like shooting zingers at each other.
Like real
you
know? Zingers.
We act like
and
two
I
little
know
old
you're pissed,
bitches.
But if you ever, yes.
Yeah.
But if you ever got real, I'm alone in this building with you two. I'm alone. We don't have anyone around us.
I would never get real with him
at
work.
No, I'm just trying to think like, how would I stop that?
Damn, that's a good question.
I'm sorry, but I just thought about it the other
day. You chose two really loud, aggressive co-hosts here.
And Italian, too.
But this is how my family is. Like, we all fight to get attention. Mm-hmm. If somebody's telling a story, somebody will always cut them off. And everybody wants their attention. They want it now. I'm used to this kind of feeling.
I think we got to put her in the hot seat.
Right.
It's
that's
a juicy question.
Cut the shit in the hypothetical
Karen,
area.
Who wins in a fist fight? Me, Johnny versus Anthony. Who wins?
I don't want to ever picture it because I think we're a family.
Oh, God, just the political picture correctedness.
It. Just picture
I'm sorry, but look at Anthony. He's got little meaty hands and you're skinny because you've been doing...
Ooh. I feel like this is about...
Keto.
You're about to say that Anthony would win.
Oh, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Nice! Yes! I would fucking lay the smack down on your candy ass. I would mop the floor of New 102.7 with you.
Speaking of mopping, that's what he does for fun. He cleans the fucking floor.
Aunt, I need you to have fun at my house because there's a lot to have fun with. Every room is ruined.
Do you feel like less of a man than I would win?
I don't want to use the word offended. I want to prove myself. Should we?
No, I don't need to say that, nor do I care who's physically more capable.
What's the term you use when we fight? We're swinging what?
You swinging dicks everywhere across. Yeah. I'm like, there's too many dicks swinging in here. I gotta go. But mine is the biggest of all. So I can usually stop it that way.
And should we have swing an arm among yourselves. Match? Should we have an arm wrestling match? Me and Anthony, right?
Karen.
No, it's visual.
Yeah, that's true.
But you
true,
could be, you could
we're
commentate.
We're on a podcast.
Oh, yeah. True.
Give me your deep, dark secrets. Say something. You know, you're covering your body right now, Johnny. You're like leaning over the counter with your hand on the counter, and then you're covering your body with the other arm holding the other elbow. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you're totally defending yourself against me.
He feels you. Offended. Yeah, he feels...
I can't believe, I feel like the perception of me is I'm a little wimp. You think that Jim could beat me?
No. Really, did I hurt your little male baby ego? No.
Jim's a 7 foot tall beast who, when I've seen him hold the Can't Beat Karen mug.
Size of his hands?
Yeah, he's held the Can't Beat Karen mug and I couldn't see it in his hand anymore.
He usually does this. Ready?
He does
what
slap.
The fuck was that? Yeah. Yeah. From sitting in his office, I would get the door slammed open like that, and I'm like,
"Aunt, what do you think? Would you go for punching me?"
Oh, listen, let's deal with Johnny's little baby ego.
Yeah,
right
let's deal with that.
He's hurt. And
fragile
listen
thing
to me.
First.
You've been doing keto.
Yeah.
You're a gentle soul.
Mm-hmm. Gentle soul, but I'll drop.
I
you
do
on the
believe.
Floor.
Give me your hand. Wait, not the hands.
My hands all sweaty.
Not the hands with the rings.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Who has rings on, Johnny or Kim?
I do. Cute. On every finger. Hold on. Give me a squeeze. Hurt me.
I'm not going to hurt you.
Well, show me your strength, you fucker.
I don't
want to
hurt you.
See, that's his problem.
See, never injured a woman.
But don't you... Well, he's a woman. Are you... Like, what do you want to happen here?
I would sign waivers with Maureen from HR, and I would fight him one-on-one in a ring and have WNEW listeners come and watch it. You ring announce.
I would be so down for that.
Yeah?
The only reason I chose him is because he literally lifts me. I must be pushing 150 I'm 5'2". That's not, I sleep a lot. So he'll pick me up and just toss me like I weigh nothing.
I just don't pick you up because it's an HR violation. So that's this podcast went from farts to boss to me and Anthony having a fist
fight. Having a wrestling match. So let it be known in the history of New 1027 and this podcast.
Here we go.
I would win in a fight, according to Karen Carson. We can end it there. We're happy. That's it.
Johnny, done. I don't know. Johnny's got that little like part of him. Like there's like a little thing in his eye where something could come out at any time. You know, some major strength or some kind of thing we don't know about, Ann.
I would suplex his neck into the cement outside so quickly.
Oh, God.
It
who
would
cares?
Snap like a
see,
cheap
swinging dicks
wing.
Again. Stop it.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.